Entanglement Books trademark presents this auto-narrated sample of Raindrops Explicit, a book written for the mature. Authored by Dr. Parker Entanglement Books. Published by Entanglement Books. Copyright 2025. Dr. Parker Entanglement Books. All rights reserved. A note from the author. This title is best read in front of a fireplace on a cozy and rainy evening. If convenient, slip into something silky, soft, and/or warm. Pour yourself a glass of cognac or any favorite beverage. Curl up in your favorite comfortable chair and enjoy this presentation of Raindrops Explicit.
Chapter 1. Surprise. Water streamed over her absorbing body, caressing and enveloping it gently with its pulsating intensity and balanced 78 degrees temperature. She stood there in her eloquent granite double oversized shower, having sponged herself clean and smelling of softly scented petals, her arms one folded over the other, swaying, basking in the warmth and comfort of cleanliness and purity. She found herself humming a favorite Louis tune and chuckling to herself at the thought of her happy life and joy in that moment. She was beautiful. Her skin was even-toned, her face, flawless, without blemishes, pimples, or imperfections of any kind. Her eyebrows, although thin, were nicely trimmed. They were in perfect balance with her appropriately shaped ears and nose. Her mouth was small and proportioned to her face, lips thin and of no definite shape until she smiled, which exposed small, oddly shaped teeth, but white and perfectly placed to make for a brilliant smile. However, the most attractive feature of her face was simply her eyes. Her eyes were a glistening, yet warm brown that seemed to laugh, and framed with almond-shaped eyelids and long, slightly curled lashes full of rich body and deep color. The combination made for such beauty that to place makeup upon it would have been as tracing over a fine oil painting with crayon markers. She was a piece of work, certainly, and she knew it, even though she carried herself modestly, knowing that her outer appearance was only a personification of her inner self, a beauty within beauty she was.
Inside her shower, the dark brown granite reflected quiet illumination from the overhead panel. This created a cozy, quiet atmosphere, just the way she liked it at night or on a rainy afternoon. The aroma and herbal properties of an Earth Natural Botanical Rogue candle that burned in the distance filled her senses as it purified the air. She liked things nice and cozy when it was raining, and it was raining that late afternoon. She could hear the soft to moderate rain dripping on the roof and its patter on her window panes. It seemed appropriate for the music that she had chosen and the mood that she was in, which was happy and romantic. She was listening to You Go to My Head by Louis Armstrong.
She had pinned her just past the shoulder-length hair up, having washed it just the night before, but still loving to feel the ends of a few braids, wet, so that she could let them drip across her face as she blotted herself dry in one of her oversized extra plush towels that smelled like a spring breeze. Scent was particularly important to her, because she took intricate pleasure in even the smallest things around her. She loved to cook, play outside, and engage in a host of things that she had to use her natural senses to enjoy. She did not hear him come in, and wasn't aware that he had been watching and admiring her, as he lay naked in the chaise to the left of her Cali King bed with pedestal pillar posts reaching upward 10 feet from the floor. A laced mesh drape intertwined that was now pulled back to fully expose the neatly made Egyptian cotton and silk blend sheet set. The bedding included a mulberry silk duvet. Even though it was spring, she just liked nice, soft, and pretty things. This sheet set was the white one, but she alternated between four other colors that accented her wall palette and other decor. She shifted from four basic colors for each of the four seasons throughout the house, but especially in her bedroom because it was her home within her home. Her bedroom was exceptionally large. In fact, it spanned two-thirds of the third floor, in her four-story home, excluding a clandestine basement, which was more of a natural catastrophe or emergency event shelter. She believed in practicality, safety, and pleasure. Subsequently, her bedroom was oversized and included an area for her Zen yoga, steam yoga, and her indoor pond that was also a meditation area. Her mini gym that only consisted of an elliptical and a few free weights, mirrored wall with parallel bars, a quiet cove, and of course that area that housed her bedroom furnishings and wall-length walk-in closet. That is just how she designed and arranged the inside, which was like an open maze of connected yet distinctly separate chambers. The other third of the third floor is where she placed her private kitchen. It was accessible only from the fourth floor and her bedroom. Her bedroom intersected the fourth and second floors.
He had come from the second floor stairwell, not the elevator, shedding his clothes as he reached her bedroom's landing. She had left the bedroom door open, so he noticed the sound of the shower since the house was completely silent, with the exception of her soft music, the sound of the running water, and the sound of the soft rain that pattered the window panes. He listened as she hummed and grinned from ear to ear, thinking of how happy he was that she was his woman and how fortunate he was that she had accepted him as her man. He thought, "Hum, what can I do? How can I surprise her? She was expecting me tomorrow." He had slumped down on the chaise to gather his thoughts. He had been so excited that his meeting had been such tremendous success and that he had taken a day early flight to surprise her. But he had not planned anything. All he knew was, he wanted to get home to his lady.
As he leaned back, he was in direct line of sight with her shower, as all of the doors were open. He could see her at first only as a silhouette, but then as his eyes adjusted to the darkness, he saw her. He saw her clearly. He saw her completely. He lay there, grinning and stroking himself, thinking of how good she felt on his body, and how good it felt to him to be in hers. His eyes now steadily upon her, he got up and moved across the open space in what seemed one step, as his motions were so precise and stealth-like. Her eyes were still closed as he eased the glass door open and slipped in behind her. In simultaneous motion, she gasped from the coldness of the air and at his presence as she turned into him. She was startled only for an instant as he immediately took her half-turned body into his from behind, swathing her arms that had flung open. He placed them back across her and he engulfed her open mouth with his, as her head was upturned over her shoulder at the initial shock. He had caught her perfectly. Her heart rate was slightly elevated, and her breath was caught midair in his kiss. Her mind assessed the facts. She was safe. She was in her man's arms.
Yes.
Entanglement Books hopes you enjoyed this sample auto-narrated presentation of Raindrops Explicit. Did you enjoy the content? Would you like to hear more? Subscribe to a qualifying club to read, view, and or listen to this, and or other ebooks, e-movies, and other media by Dr. Parker Entanglement Books. EntanglementBooks.com. All rights reserved.